You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, my friends, brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Today we reflect on two profound teachings that highlight the importance of a pure heart. A pure heart is where faith resides. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "When the heart is empty of piety, it becomes filled with the trials of this world." Actually, he uses the word fitna or fitan, which means the impurities of this world, how this world can involve you in dishonest and kind of evil and wicked deeds. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us, the worst blindness is the blindness of the heart. The worst blindness is the blindness of the heart. And this reminds me of that ayah in the Quran, that verse that says that, you know, some people are like resurrected in the day of judgment blind. They say, why are we blind? And God tells them, you are blind in the world, so you are resurrected the same way. So today we explore the significance of a heart full of taqwa or piety and the dangers of being spiritually blind. Taqwa acts as a shield, protecting the heart from the distractions and temptations of the world. So basically, if you want to stay pure and have a pure life and pure heart, you have to stay away from dirty things, dirty jobs, dirty deeds, dirty intentions, and so on. And that, you know, that's going to cost you, because you have to always be aware, and sometimes it becomes difficult a little bit to stay away from things that would tempt you, that would tempt others, at least. Imam Ali alayhi salam's statement teaches us that without piety, the heart becomes susceptible to the temptations of materialism, pride, envy, and so on. So without piety, the heart easily would fall for the trials of this world, fall in the trap of the world, greed, pride, jealousy, materialism, and so on. These distractions could cloud our judgment and lead us away from spiritual growth. So here are some practical takeaways. Reflect daily on your heart's condition. Are you nurturing it with piety, or is it being filled with distractions? Avoid the traps of the worldly desires by keeping your heart anchored in taqwa and humility. Recognize the importance of a spiritual vision. Do not let the blindness of the heart cloud your path to true success. Actually, preserve your heart. Keep it pure. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.